Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 18th day of November 2005, headed into the weekend. Then, of course, the Thanksgiving week coming up next Thursday. Hope you spend time with your family and think about what this country is really all about. I know that's what I'll be doing, but obviously we'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then take off Thursday to be with family. I'll even be filling in, I'm told. I've been honored to be asked to fill in for Pastor Butch Paugh coming up next Monday on his show. Now, for the last year, I've been unable to hear Pastor Butch's show here locally on the stations, but there's been some lobbying, including by myself, and now we get to hear Pastor Butch on the radio again here in Austin. Now, why am I starting the radio show with that? I don't know. I was just thinking about Butch right before I went on air. He's calling me all the time. I never have time to call him back, and just thinking about Butch this morning because I was reading an email that he sent somebody else, they forwarded me, and he was quoting Dante's Inferno about the hottest places in hell being reserved for those that know something wrong is happening, that know that innocent people are being abused, and they decide to be neutral. Neutrality is bad, ladies and gentlemen. Christ said that you were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. I actually respect the evil Satanist. I don't like them. I hate them. I want to bring them down, but I respect them. They know what they're doing. They know which side they've chosen. They've cast their lot with the old serpent. But you've got these other people out there that know about good and evil, but they just decide to kind of namby-pamby dance around in the middle of it, thinking they're safe on the fence, thinking they're safe in the middle of the road, and that's the most dangerous place to be. Then, of course, I love from the bottom of my heart and the depths of my soul, and I admire and I am thankful for all the good people in the world that stand up for beauty and stand up for innocence and stand up for decency. I was reading this morning how they convicted that Joseph Smith character, the famous video in Florida a few years ago where he just grabs a little, 10-year-old girl and kidnaps her and ties her up and rapes her for 4 days and strangles her. Just the level of evil that's out there, we have to stop denying it. We've got to face it. It's real. And it's growing in power. It's spreading. Every form of degeneracy, every form of wickedness, every form of twisted behavior is exploding right now like a wild fever running through the body politic. It's just burning away everything good and decent, and it's all under attack. Everything good is threatened right now like never before in human history. Evil has tools it's never dreamed of. The mechanisms of enslavement and despotism are mighty, but at the same time, for every action, there is a greater or equal reaction, and there is a lot of resistance mounting to this. All right, there is just a ton of news. I got an email here saying, Alex, I don't see the proof of the FDA testing on people. They're approving rules for the testing on foster children, handicapped children. And S. Fieldman sent me this email saying, everything Alex has ever said, I've checked up and it's been backed up. But he says, I just can't find out where this is true. Well, okay, sir, we'll go over some of that for you here today. I mean, if you don't know that there's been chemical, biological, and radiological testing on children in America for 70-plus years, you're not looking very hard. And this is just a codification publicly. So we'll go back into this when we start the second segment, and then there's just so much news. Bush's approval rating falls to even lower levels. I mean, if it keeps falling at this rate, it'll have an approval rating of like 10 points by the middle of next year. Seriously. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Life is short. It is transitory. It is like the morning mist at dawn. When the first rays of the sun hit it, it disappears in seconds. Right as you begin to grasp your life and many cases, it's over. It's over in a flash, or it's over in an excruciating pain over many months. But death will find us all. But death of a great grandparent or a grandparent, it's painful. It's sad, but it's part of the human condition. It's the way we're designed. We are equipped with the instincts to be able to deal with it better than losing a child, a lot better than losing a brother or a sister. I mean, people are meant to live out their life cycle, to be little babies and to be loved and then to become adolescents, be rebellious and leave the hut and go set up your own hut and then start your own family and then have your own children and then become grandparents, and if you're blessed, become great-grandparents, and then go back into the earth, go back into dust. But we should all appreciate life every time we see the night sky, every time we see the sunset, every time we see a happy family that's straight and strong and filled with joy, every time we see a flock of birds land in a lake, just all of that beauty, all of that purity, all of the things we see in God's creation, all the good things. We have to appreciate the good things so that we can stand up for them against the bad things. We need to be able to separate the good from the bad. And so many people are unable to do that. So many people are allured by evil. They are seduced by evil. They think that darkness and death is beautiful. They are beguiled by it. And all they'll find is pain and suffering down that road. And you will find it down that road prematurely. Don't worry, you're going to find pain and suffering in your life. And a lot of times you find even greater pain and suffering when you do try to avoid it. Now, there is such a thing as necessary suffering in this world. And much of the problems we see today are because we try to do what's quick and what's easy and what only satisfies our flesh, our base instincts. But history shows us, and the history of societies and civilizations shows us clearly, that when people stand up and are involved and are aggressive and are dynamic and are passionate and are loving and are individualistic, you have milk and honey. You have dynamic societies. But history shows, just like a fine Swiss watch, right on time, that the children of those pioneers tend to be a little less self-sufficient, a little less made of the same metal, a little more pampered. Their parents love them. They take care of them. They don't stress them. And then the children of those children get even more pampered. And then soon you're dealing with decadent, dumbed-down, mindless sloths. And I count myself, in many respects, one of them. But compared to many other people I see, it's terrifying. They're many, many steps down the ladder into that pit, further than I have fallen. So we've got to dig ourselves out of this if we want to be blessed and want to be rewarded. I'm not going to go into any more preaching. It's just that I realize how blessed I am, how lucky I am, how just unbelievable my life is, the capacity I've been given, the responsibility I've been given to be able to talk to millions of people every day and to be able to talk to tens of millions on all the other talk show interviews I do on other radio shows and TV shows, and to have InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And folks, I make mistakes every day. I stumble. I don't have all the answers. But it doesn't matter. At least I'm trying the best I can. At least I'm putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm asking God for guidance. And I'm doing everything I can. You know, last night I got a call, and they wanted me to go on Coast to Coast AM in the first hour, and I was honored and blessed to do it, to be able to talk to all those people. And I, you know, told a story on air. It's been many years since I've cried. Every once in a while, laying in bed late at night, I'll think about all the evil things that are happening, think about all the defenseless people that are being persecuted, and I'll get some tears in my eyes. And I don't see that as weakness. I see that as strength. And sometimes I see things that are so good and so beautiful that I get a tear in my eye. But driving home yesterday from the radio show, I began to cry. I just thought about how they take people's newborn babies in China and kill them and sell their body parts. I just felt the pain, just a shadow, just an inkling of the pain of those mothers and those fathers and those grandparents living in that vice grip of evil. And I thought about all the little black children predominantly and some white children, Hispanic children, taken by CPS all over the country and taken and given to medical institutions and farms where they test everything from pesticides to flame retardant material to drugs on them. And they kill them in many cases. And it is a normal, it is a real response. If your heart has been blackened, if your conscience, if your soul isn't pink and soft, then it's already begun to harden. And I don't know how people can harden their hearts. I don't know how people can be so self-centered that they're not involved fighting this. I don't know how we can just sit here and watch all of this happen and put up with this. But last night, I went into how this is real to me and how somebody's got to speak for these people. Because just a good old boy, and I could hear it in his voice, he meant well. He thought he was righteous. He called in And he said, Alex, I don't mean to sound mean here, but I really need to know, are you a Democratic Party spokesman? Are you a paid, some kind of paid operative? And he didn't sound evil. He didn't sound frothing. He really thought I was just making all this up. He really thought I was making it up that Bush, I knew he'd gotten us in debt, but I didn't know what Paul Craig Roberts, the former chief economist at the Treasury Department, talked about last week. I didn't know that he'd spent, got us into more debt than all the presidents before, including Bill Clinton, all of them together combined in history in 225 years. I didn't know that. But I mean, I said, is that conservative? I'm against the assault weapons ban. Bush is for it, so I'm a liberal because I guess he's a conservative. And you know, I got an email today going, that just can't be true. That, you know, they're not testing pesticides on kids. You know, I just can't find it. I just don't know where it is. Well, it's right there on the website right in front of you. You can go read the rule change. You know what else you can go read right now at Cornell Law Online or any other major body of law online, any other law school online? U.S. Code, and just don't tell me you can't find it. You know, don't just type U.S. Code in. Type this in. U.S. Code. U.S. Code. U.S. and C-O-D dot. U.S. Code Title 50. Chapter 32, subsection 1520A, paragraph B, where the federal government authorizes the covert testing for experimental reasons, any chemical, biological, or radiological system they wish for experimentation or for the public good and some other mumbo jumbo. And if you don't know about the Tuskegee with the syphilis and all the atomic soldiers and the radiating the little kids and all of it, if you don't know about it, fine. And I get your emails all the time. And I mean, it's just, none are so blind as those that don't have eyes to see. And I don't know what you're talking about in this email. Dear InfoWars, and I'm sure this person's nice too. Until now, everything I've ever heard Alex say has been backed up by other sources. I am not certain, however, that his explanation of the chemical testing on children is accurate. It seems from the EPA study that the children will not be exposed to any additional chemicals other than those than what are already being exposed to in their homes. What does that mean? The whole thing is about chemical testing and drug testing on foster kids. Everybody, it's a huge scandal ongoing for 4 years. I mean, it hadn't just been on this radio show. Alex is saying that children will be exposed to additional chemicals in the study. The EPA says that's not so, which is true. There's hundreds of pages of mumbo-jumbo, but then when it gets down to it, it has nothing about the EPA doing a study. It's saying, well, you can go read it. I read the subsections yesterday here on air. What are you talking about? Children who cannot be reasonably consulted, such as those that are mentally handicapped or orphaned, newborns may be tested on. With permission from the institution or guardian in charge, the individual child may be exposed to chemicals for the sake of research. I mean, that's out of the subsection. And that's not just Alex Jones. It's the Organic Consumers Association of America. That's a huge organization. They just went and read the rule change. I mean, it's 70 FR 538-6526.408. But you just, I mean, what are you talking about? You can't find it. You're not looking very hard. I've gotten emails. Where's the story about the Israeli kids getting radiated? I've gotten a whole bunch of those. Where is it? Well, it's in a bunch of the Jewish newspapers. I mean, what do you want me to do? Deliver it to your front door? And look, I'm not mad at you. I want you to go check out what we're saying and what we're covering, but we post it there every day. It's right there. In fact, in this data page we built about this latest rule change proposal, we have right next to it related the ringworm children, how Israel's government irradiated 100,000 Israeli kids. Here's another one. Fed, some AIDS drug test violated rules. You know, feds tested AIDS drugs on foster kids and stuff like that. And that's bad. That's nothing. I mean, we've got New York Daily News and other New York papers where they make them drink pesticide and they die, okay? I mean, it's in, like, major newspapers. And it tears my guts out. They're just as bad as the serial killers that kidnap little kids and kill them.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we're back live. And yes, coming up today, we had them in studio back on Monday, and they're about to go back to England tomorrow, so we're going to have them back in studio today, and that's going to be Paul Watson, and of course his brother Steve Watson, that are here in the United States, the respective webmasters of PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.net. I guess I'm a little emotional today. You know, I'm good friends with Tex Marks and Wanda Marks. They're just really sweet, good people. And did you know their daughter died yesterday after losing a battle with esophageal cancer? And please don't call them and bug them and bother them, folks. I know that most people don't even know about it, but I think we should pray for Tex and Wanda, and because it's I just couldn't imagine losing a child. That's got to be one of the most horrible things there is out there to lose a child. I mean, it's bad enough to lose a parent or a grandparent, as I talked about at the start of the show, but I didn't go there, but I am going there. But just imagine in the order of things, the scheme of things, losing a child. I don't know what that's like. And I pray to God, if he grants me any wish for my pathetic services against the New World Order, that I never have to experience that. Again, life is flashing. It is fleeting. It is a flash in the pan. It's gone. Enjoy it. Love it. Love others. People who only care about themselves are totally unhappy. And they think, oh, I've just got to have more. And they only get more and more unhappy. Yesterday, I just had an incredible, overwhelming feeling of service. And I don't mean that, again, in some high and mighty way. It was a comfort. I was being comforted. Yesterday, I was sad about the horrible things the New World Order does. I was mad that they get away with it. I was frustrated. I was really upset driving home, and I was comforted that, you know, I'm doing the best I can, that evil is always punished, that there are good people in the world, there are a lot of good things that are left in the world, and just that, I don't know what to say. It's, for those out there, there's just so many good people who really are good people. But they're naive. They're childlike. They're like that 10-year-old girl who was walking home from her friend's house down the street from her house from a sleepover, and a sack of maggots, a sack of hell pus. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. Somebody, I would like to just torture that person to death, but I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to Joseph Smith, that was his name, Joe Smith, who had three daughters himself, and he went and he grabbed her for his own demonic satisfaction, and he tied her down in horror and raped her for days, and then he strangled the life out of her. But because evil is so dangerous, we can't give into it, even if it feels like vengeance is ours. It isn't, because if we tortured that maggot, we would lower ourselves in some respect to his level. No, he should be treated like a dog, a rabid dog. He should be given a one appeal and then unceremoniously taken out in a ditch in a firing squad, and he should blow his stinking head off. I mean, I'll be honest with you, the animal in me would just pour molten lead down that guy's throat. I'd gouge his eyes out myself. You know, that's what the beast in me wants to do. But we cannot lower ourselves. We cannot go down that road. And it just makes me sick. But let me tell you something. It's just as evil. In fact, in many levels, it's more evil to have this organized system. Well, the foster children are here. They're 3-year-olds. And they're going to be part of a little study, and they're wards of the state. And if you're wards of the state, the government can basically give you to corporations for testing. And this is admitted. And then they take them, and they give them toxic drugs, and they test their blood and check their livers, and they get serious health problems. They get sick. They die. Then there's the cases in our own country, in Israel and other areas, where they just take little 5-year-olds in and strap them in and send high radiation to their little skulls. And a large portion died, many others were brain damaged for life. I mean, how do you do that? What? They are. They are possessed by the devil. They are scum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here live, folks. Your calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I'm going to cycle through your calls quickly. I don't think I've given the number out today, but we have loaded phone lines. And, you know, I'm not against doing that, having loaded phone lines from the first 5 minutes of the show, but a lot of times it tends that people are really off on wild agendas or plug fest, which, again, doesn't bother me unless it's abused. So we'll see what's coming up. I just really want to also make room for the folks that are calling in about issues that we're discussing occasionally. So we will cycle through your calls quickly today. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined in studio by Steve Watson and Paul Watson, respectively. And that's always informative and enjoyable. And there is just a whole host of news. Bush's approval ratings fall again, poll show. Cheney is vice president for torture, and that's former CIA director. That's right, a former CIA director and a conservative. Admiral Stansfield Turner says we're turning into an absolutely disgusting police state and we're all in danger. Just like Paul Craig Roberts, highest level conservative you can pretty much get, saying the same thing. It's Nazi Germany. They're total scum. I mean, this is, because that's just what it is, okay? I mean, there's no putting perfume on a pig. Lie detectors, maybe next step in airline security. This is really dangerous. A total fraud. U.S. House rejects naming building after Harkin, Senator Harkin, and Arlen Specter. Now, that's always a telltale sign. Finally, when Rome went into serious decline, emperors, Caesars began naming things after themselves while they were alive. It is not done in free societies. It is done, I guess, in places where you've got a queen. It is a sign of massive tyranny. And right here in Austin, we have another bag of maggots. Judge Jean Meir, I mean, this woman is an abomination. I could do 10 shows on her. And she's got a huge complex for breaking up families and destroying children's lives, and it's just a huge cancer, her juvenile justice center, and it's named after her. I mean, this is just a scourge of evil. And when you see that, folks, I mean, you're talking about in-your-face megalomaniacal tyranny. It's just another signpost. It's a benchmark. It's a signature. It's a wavelength. It's an absolute dead ringer. It's the forensics of tyranny. Just one more indicator. 100 arrested at Walmart construction site. Oh, there is good news in the world. Illegal aliens. Baltimore to buy talking surveillance cameras, the telescreens. There you have them in London. Shout orders at you, scream at you. Sidney Sheehan found guilty of misdemeanor. Louis Free charges 9/11 commission cover-up. This is a total whitewash. A whitewash within a whitewash. They'll pose as if they're whistleblowers bringing you a whitewash, and then you'll swallow the sugar-coated cyanide tablet. Two charged over Iraq memo leak. Oh, you leak memos about how the whole Iraq war staged. Well, we'll just charge you. Police admit shoot-to-kill mistakes over in London. Ex-MI5 boss criticizes useless ID cards. Actually, they're saying it'll increase identity fraud. Well, that's the plan, Jack. And shocking pictures released of more Iraq torture. And the Washington Post is saying, our source is not Dick Cheney for the leak. Bird flu spreads to a quarter of Vietnam's provinces and is spreading in China as well. So be sure and buy some Tamiflu, even though it'll cause your kid to go psychopathic in many cases and kill themselves. And believe 9/11 was an inside job. Leave the country. Kurt Nemo is reporting on Tucker Carlson and others. And I want to get more into these documents. It says oil chiefs met with Cheney task force. Because this is just catching them red-handed in lies and the chemical and pesticide and drug testing on foster children and mentally retarded children, handicapped children. It's just what you do to the least, you do to me. That's what Christ said. Again, that's what predators do. They target the weak. And if you can sit there as the strong, well, they're going to wait till you're in the nursing home, folks, to rip you off and not change your sheets. And your kids will all be decadent, 45 years old, won't care about you. They're going to wait till you have that stroke to kill you in the hospital and steal your organs. They're going to wait, you see. And it's you're going to be in that position someday, and you could have had 20 years of life ahead of you, but somebody didn't take care of you, so it's over for you. This stuff all comes back on us. None of us are safe when the weak and the innocent and the meek are being persecuted. None of us are safe when a third of the people in prisons and jails conservatively are innocent. None of us are safe. Now, coming out, and I will go see it late this evening, as I got a lot of work to do today, and I will give you a report back on Monday on Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash story. We'll see if it's a liberal propaganda piece or if it's accurate. I know a little bit about Johnny Cash. I'm a fan of Johnny Cash. I'm a huge fan, but I like the music. But I figured we'd play this, my own personal Jesus. It's kind of a multifaceted song. It's also kind of a jab at the phony preachers, which we're going to be talking about. Paul Watson and his brother yesterday were watching television, 700 Club, because they're Christians. They thought they would watch it. And Pat Robertson began Satan-worshipping live on television, in between telling us that biometrics and retina scanning are of the Lord. And Paul has been busy, had a lot of problems downloading the clips. He did find it. He did download it. He is writing an article about it. It'll be out this weekend. It'll be out, I guess, before they jump on the airplane. And so look for that at InfoWars.com. But we're going to have video of it, stills of it, just actually going, oh, Jesus, I love you, Lord, doing the devil sign while he does it. And which in black magic, you actually get more power off that. So you desecrate the name of Christ while you do it, combining the Satanism with it. That's actually highest level black magic. And please don't call me saying Pat Robertson's good. He said China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion and infanticide. And people actually called in 5 years ago, 4 years ago, defending him when he did that. Went, well, still, don't talk bad about him. I've seen him. In fact, I have a tape somewhere around here where he says implantable microchips are not a problem. And now we have him saying biometrics aren't a problem. So that'll all be on the show Monday, the audio of that. But coming up by tonight or tomorrow, we'll have all the video clips of it and a big article about it. Paul's been working on it since yesterday, all day yesterday, fighting with the video with his 1845 model laptop. I'm joking. Hey, let's go ahead and go to just a little bit of, I'm going to play the whole song. This is the last record, last CD, last bundle of songs that Johnny Cash put out just a few years before he died. I think right after his wife had died. And they're all Christian songs on the CD. Go ahead and roll that.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
All right, that's Johnny Cash, folks. Personal Jesus, I guess, is a redo of a cover for that Depeche Mode song. We are joined in the studio by Steve Watson and Paul Watson. Guys, you've been in the United States now for about 7 days. How have you liked it?
Been pretty good so far. Obviously, it's all Western culture, so it's pretty similar, but certainly everything's bigger in Texas. Definitely the portions are bigger. And it's been an education. It's been quite good to actually get over here after talking to Alex for years and years, to actually be in Austin, Texas, and be in the epicenter of the battle against the New World Order.
And to get bigger portions.
Yeah, bigger portions of squid.
That's right. We actually went, and you guys had some squid at an Italian food restaurant a few nights ago, some calamari. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. First time I've ever had it, so it was a new experience.
So we've been squidding around town eating squid. They're like, squid? These little squids, but it tastes like fried chicken. You're right. It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And it certainly, now that's vital information. You tuned in, yeah. Folks. You tuned in to hear about Kentucky Fried Chicken squid. Seriously, we've got all this news to go over, but you guys are watching television. We've written articles about Berlusconi, the president over in Italy, Putin, the king from Jordan, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Dan Quayle. I mean, everybody doing the Diablo. I don't mean, I love you, doing the Diablo over and over again. And then Tex Mars wrote a book that's just full of preachers constantly doing it. And they will say, "Oh Jesus," and then do the sign of the devil. And so I got over to the hotel room you guys are in last night, and I walk in there, and you've got your laptop on, Codex Magica open. You're going, "Look at this." You've finally been able to find it and download it. Well, he was doing a bunch of stuff in his TV show on 700 Club. A lot of you may have seen it yesterday, how Big Brother's here to stay, threat of scanning at the public schools isn't a big deal. But then he did something else. So, guys, go over that. Talk about what you witnessed.
We were eating breakfast, watching the 700 Club, expecting to see rampant hypocrisy as usual. And first they had on some plastic surgeon, so that it was very Christian now to have plastic surgery. For some reason they were promoting that. And then later Robertson went off on a rant against body piercing, so again contradicting himself. They were talking about physical ailments. He kept doing the hand over the heart gesture, which, according to Tex Mars's book, again, in some circles, is a sign of the occult. Then he started talking about an ailment of abdominal pain or something like that, and he closed his eyes and he started talking about the burning. You can feel the fire, you can feel the fire. And then about a minute later, he's talking about something else, and he clearly flashes El Diablo. I didn't see it at first on the television, but my brother saw it. So he said that he'd done that. We continued watching the show. And then they have this question raised about a child finger scanning to get into a school. And Robertson's response to it was basically to whitewash it and say, "Big Brother's in control. There's nothing you can do about it."
And he's helping.
Yeah, and he said we'll all soon be subject to eye scans to enter buildings, so forth.
Just accept it.
Yeah, so I thought there's an article in itself. We went on the 700 Club's website, found the live stream. I downloaded some special software. It took all day to download the video because it was half a gig. And we did capture the El Diablo sign when he did it, and the answer to the question about biometrics. So we've got an article coming up in the next couple of days.
And Steve, this isn't just passing. I mean, what did you think when he saw it? We've now seen the video. We have video. It's going up in the next day or so. But I mean, tell the folks what. I mean, it was totally obvious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's often very easy for paparazzi photographers or whoever to capture celebrities waving, and it kind of looks like the El Diablo sign, but this was clear. It was, he basically held up his hand, and as he was talking,
he was saying the name Jesus.
He was saying Jesus, Jesus, and he basically transformed it into the El Diablo sign. It's not an easy thing to do either. You have to really think about what you're doing with your hand.
No, he touched thumb to the two middle fingers. I mean, he fully...
Yeah, it was a full sign, yeah.
Well, he likes UT, I mean.
No, but you said yesterday, Alex, that you think they're doing this in some cases to draw down power because they're, you know, behind in their agenda so much.
No, they really believe in this stuff. No, that's why everywhere you go is the pyramid, the eye. That's what magic is. And then doing it out in the open. And, I mean, folks, I actually have the big official black magic books written 500 years ago. I mean, I've studied it to make these films. I've gone to Tex Mars' big library to also study it. That's what you do. In real black magic, you use the name of Jesus. I mean, he is actually engaging in black magic on television. You start going, "Jesus, Jesus," and, I mean, and he's shaking, "Jesus, Jesus, oh, heal him." And in El Diablo, I mean, that is black magic grade A. People don't understand that. The name of Christ is central in black magic. You order the demons to do what you want in the name of Christ.
And when he actually did it, in the context of drawing power from it, he thrusted it forward as if he was tapping into some kind of power.
No, it's just like in the new film, The Order of Death, when they do that spell and they energize and fire it. It's, they go, woo, and they all, you know, I mean, it's like the witch going, hugga-booga, I mean, hugga-booga. I mean, that's, you know, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it all sounds very bizarre, but, I mean, the thing is, he's sat there with his co-host, eyes closed, and he's setting himself up. He suggests that he's getting these messages of these people that have ailments and that he is actually healing them on air. So although it sounds bizarre what we're saying, it's equally as bizarre what he's actually playing out on TV.
Like, he's Jesus, he can psychically entwine who needs healing, and it's coming into him and it's direct from God. So that was pretty odd. At the end of the biometric justification and advocacy, he said, well, at least we don't have to give DNA or blood samples yet, which is actually happening if you read the news.
I think he said that might be a problem. See, now we're even... And look, I saw him like 3 years ago on TV. We had the clip. We played it on the local show. And he says, oh, microchips, that's not a problem. Yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead and get our... I mean, yeah. And people are like, hey, Pat Robertson didn't say that. He's of the Lord. Well, remember when he came out and said forced infanticide and abortion's okay in China? And then his clarification on the CBN website was, well, they are overpopulated. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Paul?
Yeah, just the DNA legislation is in the new Patriot Act, so that's all coming along anyway. DNA, upon being arrested, it will be taken.
And by the way, not just arrested, it's going to be when you get pulled over and are given a ticket for speeding, it's automatically done. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Calls immediately upon starting the next hour. But last night in the car, we all went to dinner. Paul, Steve, my wife, and I, Ryan Slickhuysen and his girlfriend, we all went to dinner at Dave and Buster's. But driving in the car, we were just talking about it, you know, saying to ourselves, why? Why are we watching Christian leaders do this? Clearly drawing down power, clearly doing El Diablo. Why are all these corporate symbols like this? I mean, we know they're devil worshippers, but it just is so weird. But Hollywood throws it in our face. Remember the comedy with Aykroyd and Hanks, Dragnet, Just the Facts, Man, dun, 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 dun. And then really the leader of the pagans is the big Christian leader. Remember, and they all dance around, and they the cops catch them. But, I mean, that's Hollywood just flaunting it, just throwing it in our face. This is what they're into, but it's kept very quiet. But just comments on why they do this, why they believe in this, why they're just raving lunatics, I guess.
Well, I mean, Ted Robertson is basically the voice of Christian America for a lot of people. If he's coming out with a stance, even if you bypass the El Diablo, even if you think that was accidental, which it blatantly wasn't, some people do take it too far and say that everybody's doing it, but that was deliberate. But bypassing that, just the advocacy of Big Brother, mainstream Christians in America will take that as the kind of platform of Christianity in the new millennium.
Oh, yeah, microchips and face scanners and cameras, that's the Lord.
It directly contradicts the Bible.
But also, the question that Robertson was addressing was regarding finger scanning into schools, which is totally bizarre in itself. Why should children have to finger scan just to get into school? It's bizarre.
No, it really is. I mean, prisoners did it a few years ago. Now it's in the grocery stores. It's everywhere. They're training them to accept this. I've been talking about this forever, pulling my hair out. And I remember Pat Robertson just 6-7 years ago saying biometrics were bad. Or, well, we better watch these. I don't know about these. But now he's, look, it's good, all right? And by the way, I mean, it's just in your face.
And then on the subject of the schools, it's not a training ground for a police state. It is a police state. It is a jail when you've got surveillance cameras everywhere. You've got armed guards everywhere now in schools.
It's just like the prisons where every day they go, all right, lock down, open your jails up, we're going to search your stuff. I got articles every day where they just come in with dogs and line the kids up and search them and yell at them. I mean, that's prison.
And then they stifle the natural growth of the child with Ritalin and all these other street drugs. You know, ban tag, ban daisy chains, and it just stifles the natural upbringing and education which would go along with any normal childhood, and then they replace it with all this authoritarian police state stuff. So,
well, we got to ban dodgeball and tag. They're evil, but and then have special SWAT team raids on kids with regulation gloves out in the field boxing. Oh, it's evil. I mean, that was everywhere just 20, 30 years ago. 100 years ago, that's all you saw. Every little farm had a boxing rink out in the barn. I mean, we are becoming mutated scum monsters.
Well, yeah, they're doing it through culture. They're doing it through reading newspapers, but mainly, you know, through creating norms and stereotypes of trendiness, which is what a lot of people buy into. And
trendiness is hating guns, hating family, hating freedom.
So they're buying into a lifestyle, they get kickbacks of their ego, it's peer pressure. So that's the main frontier of the attack, and that's the one that we've got to focus on even more.
Well, maybe now, if you don't flash the sign of the devil, you're not really Christian. Maybe that's actually a Christian symbol.
Could be.
Maybe we're bad. I'm sure I'm going to get emails. How, this is our last straw. He is a man of God. That's how they say it. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour of your calls and a ton of news. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.